Robert.
Recording.
I got you.
Oh. OMG!
OMG! Iglesias, live, City Field. So, Ian, I watched the first episode of this season's food truck race, whatever that show's called.
The Great Food Truck Race?
Yeah.
Is that still on the air?
It is. One of the teams is called Bao Bay, where they, you know, supposedly will sell you bao buns.
Yeah, sure.
So the head chef guy looks like a K-pop star. And it was very funny because he was standing outside his truck and became surrounded by a gaggle of like 12 to 14 year old girls.
Nice.
Who all bought his food. And they're like, do you like K-pop? And like, he's like, do I like K-pop? It was very funny.
I haven't watched that show in a long time. What are they on? They've got to be on season. Hold on.
I don't know, dude.
12?
I'd have to, okay. I'd have to.
I thought maybe you were watching it and they were like, hey, welcome to season 12 of the Great Food Truck
I'm sure
Race.
Tyler did tell me that, but I, you know, didn't really care.
All right.
There have been a few twists already this season, though, so they're trying some new things.
I only have ever watched that show.
At my house?
No. I binged. I unintentionally binged the entirety of season 2 while my son was being born.
Oh, you had nothing better to do?
They were like, they were like, hey, I didn't have anything better to do other than sit there. And they were like, hey, could you step out of the room? We want to jam this, what's the thing that makes the pain slightly diminished?
Oh, like a neural block, a spinal spinal thing?
Yeah, sort of, but that's still not the word. Epidural.
Yeah.
Epidural is the word that I was looking for. Thanks, everybody but me, but specifically UNC Samurai and Energamash. So I was like, okay. And they're like, here, watch Great Food Truck Race. And, you know, 10 episodes later, I was like, this is compelling!
Why hasn't this kid been bored yet? I've been here for 10 hours!
No, I was like, this is the finale! Pinch it off! Stay in there till I'm ready!
Tyler's gonna tell me who wins.
Seriously. I don't even remember who won. Because the team that I was rooting for did not win. There was one team that made, like, Indian food themed tacos, and it was called like the Tiki Taco or like a Tiki Masala Taco truck or something.
Oh, yep, I remember that truck.
I'm like, I'm down for those guys. But their competitors, no matter what town they showed up in, they would call the local
Hawaiians
Polynesian Community Center and say, hey, we're from Hawaii, come and make us win. And everybody in the town would show up and they would raise the price of every menu item of $20 and win.
Yep, I remember that. Yep.
Holy majoli.
It was the pineapple hotline or something they called it.
I think so.
It was something like that. That's funny.
Wow, man, everybody came pouring in today.
Well, it took a little bit. Energamash was here first.
Nice.
I'm totally confused, though, because last night he was just Joshing, and then he changed his name to Parentiac, and now he's Energamash again.
Used to always
you know,
be dependent
days,
that
they're all fluid with how they're named.
Yeah, used to be, you know, the old man used to always be like right ready every day, but
well, not on his game anymore. Slowing down.
Yeah, it's true.
We all know how that goes.
Even older, old Sartut. let me pull up my stuff. If you wanna,
you ready to roll?
I could.
You could roll.
I'm never fully ready, but I think I got pop, a person, an infographic, the script. I can't need much more for the show, do I?
Nah.
Let's do it then. Let's dive right in and see what's going on.
This hymn sounds like rock and or roll.
Oh, in the Garden of Eden, baby.
Hey, Marge. Remember when you used to make out to this hymn? In the Garden of Eden, baby. That episode cracks me up every time. That was a classic.
Yeah, that is.
It was. I'm sure I still use that to this day.
And it's like out like cuts, and it's like 27 minutes later, and the orchids or the what do you call it? The organ player lady is like all frazzled and trying to keep up with the song.
She's all slumped over. Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. Hey, Craig. Speaking of rock and or roll.
Yes.
Are you prepared to have your socks rocked off by Tenacious D, or are you out?
No, I'm in. If you want to go, I'll go.
Okay.
I do also want my socks rocked off by the Beach Boy.
I will work on that. So, sorry, I've got more follow-ups.
Okay.
Am I getting 5 tickets for Tenacious D or 6 tickets for Tenacious D? The question mark is your wife.
I can't imagine she has any idea who Tenacious D is.
Yeah, it's likely true.
Okay. Would she like...
I can ask.
You could ask. If she says no, do you want to ask if she wants the booby prize?
Sure.
Watch Owen while the other five of us go?
I can ask that too.
That would be tremendous. He would love it.
He would.
He would be over the moon if he got to stay home with Aunt Erica.
I do also
while the rest of us.
Yeah, I also want to ask her if she wants to go see the Beach Boys too. I did do that too.
Sure. All right. I will break down. I will sign up for a stupid Ticketmaster account. We'll grab those tickets before they're gone.
Every time I just hear that word, I'm sad.
Yeah, I will ask her tonight before I go to bed, assuming she's still awake when I go upstairs, and let you know tomorrow.
Do you have any sort of seating qualifications, or can you just trust me to get us five decent seats that I think the five of us would accept? Obviously, I'm not going to pick floor seats or seats in the pit or anything weird like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Ray, you agree with that?
I absolutely
as well?
Do.
Okay, great.
Yeah, don't go crazy.
No, I'm thinking like section, I saw like five seats in a row in section 107 that looks pretty nice.
Okay.
I'll see what I can do. Make it good.
Okay.
Let's learn about Puzzle Quest. I haven't learned about Puzzle Quest in at least a full week. I like to be brought up to speed.
In that case. True Believer, welcome to the 426th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ian, we got Ray, we got me. It sounds like we're going to go see Tenacious D. How's it going?
Yeah, good. It's going great now. It's been a roller coaster. I know there's, you know, certain things going on in everybody's life, but I was, you know, I had plans for tomorrow. And then like 2 minutes before we started the show, Kelly called. She's like, hey, our plans are canceled. And I was like, oh, I don't have backup friends. She's like, no. I was like, all right, we'll just host my in-laws again. And then this happened, and I was like, yeah!
This is the week of 6/23. No, it's not. I did not update that at all. This is the week of 7/3 through 7/10. Happy birthday, America.
Yay!
Yay.
Hey, take your day off work and like it.
Oh, I will.
Let's see, on your 5-day... Oh. No, 7-day 4-star crash...
Boom!
Ah!
Keep going back to the old version. This week, did you Galactus versus Ghost Rider?
I did, much to my own surprise.
Easy win? Easy peasy?
Easily managed.
Yeah.
Recently reworked Ghost Rider is even better. I mean, I don't know what goes... he did, because I managed the board so well, Penance there was useless, and I just had to beat him down with red and green.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that depowered boss Galactus version doesn't really do a whole lot to you.
Yeah.
Next week, we've got...
You guys keep going. I'm
going
to deviate slightly. What up, teeth?
Next week, we got Silver Samurai versus Mystery Guest. I have really no recollection of what Silver Samurai is or does, so I don't know if that's going to be...
That makes two of us.
...good or not.
Who's he fighting?
We don't know.
Oh.
You've got a 4-2-1, so if a 4 in red is good, give it a go.
I will. I love a good mystery.
What does his red do? No idea.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue.
Does he have some sort of sword?
Well, he certainly does.
Some sort of tachyon sword?
Apparently you know more about it than I do.
If I had a sword like that, I would make it red.
All right. Well, hopefully you can swing it.
Yeah, we'll try.
Can you swing it? No? All right. In your storyland, the hunt is going right now. Where you can get yourself a low evolutionary, an infamous doom, some shards for that new Kane Parker guy. Placement is Dark Veil and some God Doom. The next story event
is... Let's take a quick pause.
Yes?
I've got to work this in again. This is another solid no. We've been doing this for quite a while, guys, and I'm down with that. And a lot of our clues at the end, our puns, and even some of our shows are pretty lazy. Low evolutionary is an absolute no. That is stupid. That is like 4-year-old garbage, Craig.
I've used
that
before.
We're not just reversing the word and saying that's the nickname.
Well, no, because he's the 3-star
version.
You come
up with something moderately clever. You don't say, oh, Saturday Night Dead. That show's terrible. Blump, blump, blump. That is the laziest review there is.
3-star version.
No,
he's the low
evolutionary.
Version.
Never.
5-star version.
Think something better.
The high version.
You are, it is not. You are too clever to settle for something like that.
I'm not.
You had Chubb's gun.
I haven't used that for a while. I don't know what the next story event is. It's not in the game yet, and I don't know the rewards yet, so deal.
That's totally cool.
However, it is the Soul Train season is back in style, where you can get yourself some Electra, some Switch shards, and a Dark Veil there. Right now, Feathered Fury is running Vulture, Elsa Bloodstone. Placement is Emma Frost with some Gargantos. In the news, very slim. So that clue they gave us last week apparently is for a 2-star character that's coming out tomorrow.
Oh, right on. Yeah,
that was that MPQ veteran clue.
Oh, okay.
But we have no further information yet.
Nice. Well, I guess we were in for a big surprise.
Get ready for a big surprise. How long you planning on staying on Mars?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
God, that movie is so much better than it really should be. Love that film.
They made up for it by crapping up the remake, but
I've never watched the remake.
A good movie.
I haven't watched the remake either.
The first one was too good and didn't need to be remade.
That is true.
I agree with you. Good movie.
Yeah. This day, I shout, "Hey, Benny, screw you!" at random people. it was a drill, not a screw, Arnold.
However, there will still be a new 4-star coming next week. So, 2-star this week, 4-star next week.
Okay. I'm groaning for Ian.
I feel like after I groused that I can barely keep up with this, they were like, "We'll show you."
Yeah, we're gonna double down on you not being able to keep up. What do you think about that, son?
I'm undaunted. I no longer need to catch them all. I'll get them eventually.
All right. That's all the news I got. You guys have any news?
I don't think I do.
Probably. But I'm distracted by this gif of Kane setting off fireworks. So that was some good wrestling years, Craig.
I've been watching that
Kane Undertaker years.
That episodes of Who Killed WCW. That's been pretty good.
Yeah. It was probably a decent show.
Yeah.
But no, I got nothing going on.
All right, let's move on to...
Beach Boys, Tenacious D. Oh, Blues Traveler's coming up here. Is that something anybody wants to see?
Yeah,
including myself? Because I don't think it is.
Is it a weekend or a weeknight?
I think it's a Saturday night.
Maybe
Tenacious D is a Saturday night. I didn't investigate Blues Traveler because Blues Traveler, as John Popper explained to me on a show that I was watching that he was on, is he said he was talking about his you know, when they tour, he was like, "When we used to tour, just used to be a bunch of old hippies dancing around."
All right.
And then we got popular, and it was old hippies dancing around and little kids looking sad, and then little kids screaming like we're the Beatles, and then old hippies looking sad. And I was like, I'm an old man. I don't know that I love old hippies. I don't know any Blues Traveler tunes other than Hook and the Runaround.
Yeah.
So I'll have to see. If the price is good or if I win tickets off the radio, I'll let you know, but... That's lowest on my priority list.
All right, fair enough. It's Always Sunny.
Yeah. Oh, that. Now I remember where I am and what's happening.
Wing Fiba.
Colleen Wing, the hero for hire. She's a 4-star blue, red, and yellow character. She's got Calming Breath. It only costs 5 blue AP. Colleen heals 2% health plus 1% health for each friendly fortified strike or protectile on the board, up to 33%. She then creates a 6-turn fortified concentration tile, she can make up to 3 of them, that powers up her other abilities. Passive, for each concentration tile on the board, Colleen's abilities cost 1 less AP, minimum of 3. While a concentration tile exists, she can't be stunned and does not take damage from attack tiles. That's very specific. And I automatically like it because it's weird and different. Let's see what this ability does. As this ability scales up, Colleen heals for 15% health. For each concentration tile on the board, Colleen's abilities cost 3 less AP. Make sure I didn't miss anything else. Nope, that's good. And she's got a flashing blade. It costs 9 red AP. It deals 195 damage plus double the value of friendly strike tiles. If there are any friendly concentration tiles on the board, remove one and deal 50% additional damage passively. Let's see. Colleen takes less damage from matches and abilities equal to the value of all friendly strike tiles. That scales up to 4,366 damage. Last but not least, she is a hero for hire. It's yellow and costs 10 AP. Creates a fortified strike and... What? Hold on. I'm just going to read this as written because it's not making sense to me. Creates a fortified strike and tile with strength equal to team strongest match
damage. That sounds like a poorly written power right there.
I don't know what those words were, but I'm not going to reread them even. I'm just going to press on. Then heals the team for a burst of 93 health. If there are any friendly concentration tiles on the board, remove one and create an addition fortified strike tile. Passive, Colleen deals 45% bonus match damage for each hero for hire on the team. This ability scales up to heals the team for a health burst of 4,500 health. Colleen deals 180 bonus match damage for each hero for hire on the team. Well, she doesn't seem awful. She seems very strike tile centric. Everything seems nice and low cost, especially with all those concentration tiles out on the board. I'm going to guess that she is probably a 5-5-3, but I'm not 100 on that. And I'm only saying 5-5-3 because part of her last ability seems to rely on pairing her with other heroes for hire, and that seems like an unwanted hassle. Have either of you ever intentionally or accidentally used Colleen Wing?
No.
I have never, but I'm sure she's not someone I have championed or even at all.
I have to think that she was required at some point because I know I have used her, but yeah, not really for much. 5-5.
Yeah, I would know more, but I have her at a crushing 2-1-1.
5-5-3 is the second most popular build.
Acceptable.
Barely pushing out 4-5-4, but the clearly most popular build is Craig's build of 5-4-4.
I was not sitting down for that. I almost fell over.
My 3-5-5 is nobody should be using that.
5-4-4, right on. Okay. It does fuel the other two abilities. Sure. I was just off put by the yellow, by its, you know, double digit cost and need for Iron Fist and Luke Cage to be right around. Possibly Jessica Jones. I don't know who's all on the list. Could be Daredevil as well. I don't know how many heroes you can hire these days.
Yeah, they're a dime a dozen in the Marvel Universe.
Nice. So, that is Colleen Wing, Hero for Hire, 4-star edition. That's with Sunny on Xandar.
Oh, you want it again?
All right, we're going to... Thanks. We're going to flip things a little bit here and hit Willie's monstrous mailbag of notes.
Okie doke. So this week... we got a lot of comments about the bracket, which is why we moved this up a bit. So from Jeff Duggan.
Hello.
Hello.
Reminder for folks hearing, seeing it. I don't know. I'm just reading just like Ian did.
Right on.
Here, before finding out elsewhere, prediction contest for the board game bracket with a prize of 1,200 hero points and one cover of your choice on the line. I don't know. Where did we end with that? Yeah, I'm not really sure.
I have not sought out any additional information. Are we allowed to speak on the bracket yet? Is it still top secret? What's the word?
Yeah, here? That is a good question. I don't... I thought today it was when it was ending. I don't know. Well, we'll figure it out.
I guess we'll give it another couple minutes. Like another week of nothing but suspense. I don't know. I didn't understand that mailbag.
Yeah, I think we're gonna give it a little bit still. I don't know if it's closing out tonight.
Sure.
Or yeah, it was supposed to close out today, but I don't know the hour.
We'll give it another week just to be cautious.
We'll just be cautious. I think that works.
Yeah,
I'm gonna follow the link here this and see if it says anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did also say updating after last week's recording. There was a question about Kane Parker. It's anti-venom that is feds by / feeds Kane Parker. So, anti-venom. There you go.
Yeah.
He then further edited, cool. I vote Carcassonne over Checkers. Carcassonne is a game that gave me the piece which led to the original or the origin of the term meeple, contraction for my people, I guess. It's something I can teach in a slightly hacked version to my 5-year-old niece, and it can be scaled to play with people as they age. It is handicappable in a way that checkers isn't as easily, since checkers relies on a bit of symmetry to create the tactical questions of how to force your opponent to move into places so that you can capture them. Carcassonne also allows for the game to be anything in the spectrum from relaxed and friendly to utterly cutthroat. So he also says Carcassonne is available at Barnes & Noble, and in my neck of the woods, it can be found in Target and the like. So, interesting. I don't go into Target much, so maybe that's why, but...
Ray, don't you want to go into Target?
Less now.
Interested in trying Carcassonne? Why not check out a defunct bookstore? Thank you for the...
That was good.
So, Carcassonne is highly adaptable, apparently.
Nice. I'm optimistic to learn it someday now.
Funky Hedonist also responded on the subreddits. Saying, hey guys, love the show and look forward to it each week. Can someone post a link to the Discord where I can vote for the best games, not the prediction bracket, just the normal voting? If you go to puzzlewarriors3.com, on the right-hand side of the center of the site, you should find a Discord, join us on Discord button. If you click that button, it should be a permalink that'll take you to the Puzzle Warriors Challenge. Or channel. And let me just say, I went to scroll back up through to find last week's, I didn't record what the numbers were from last week for checkers. This channel's busy. A week worth of scrolling back in time? Man.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of info in this Discord channel. So, you know, if you're interested in Marvel Puzzle Quest, maybe this is the Discord channel to be in. I'm just saying.
Hey, Samurai this says that the challenge closed at 9 Eastern.
Ah, okay. So it closed. All right. Well, there you go. Where did I leave off? Okay. He then Funky Hedonist, says he has a couple of votes. He's got a vote for chess because I used that game to hustle people into buying beer for me so that I could underage drink back in college.
Nice.
Solid.
I had my first Guinness after winning it in a game of chess. He says he also votes for Carcassonne. Not because I know anything about the game, but simply because I hate checkers, the lame version of chess.
Man, it's savage.
Yeah, it's a little more complicated than that, but all right. He says, I also have a segment suggestion.
Ooh,
it is.
I don't like this, but he says, bring back synergies. I know you guys used to do that segment and then retired it, but there are a million new characters since then. Yeah, that's not wrong. Ray is a smart dude who plays a ton, so I think he can think of a good team combo that I've never thought of. Maybe this one requires too much work or prep. If so, you could do it just once a month instead of weekly. Much love and respect. I appreciate the thought.
Here's the real takeaway from that. The idea of a once a month segment.
Mm.
That's got my everything's all my neurons are firing. I don't know where to take this, but it smells good. I'm gonna swish it around a little bit, see how it tastes. I'll get back to you guys.
All right.
This could introduce a lot of new elements to the show. I don't hate that at all. Oh my gosh. Yep. I'm revitalized. Let's go. More comments, Ray.
All right. Over on the D3 forums. Maybe, well, Blue Wolf was here, right? Blue Wolf commented, and he said, you didn't call the episode M.I.A. Ray? I didn't. Is there a reference in there that I'm missing? I was missing an action for
half. Were you not on the last episode?
No, I remember most of Ray was gone.
Yes.
He was lost in the ether.
Yeah. Okay. I was just sad that you didn't pick my suggestion of Insane Clone Posse, but...
Well, I hate the Insane Clown Posse, so that biased me. Sorry.
Drat! I should have known. I would have never pitched it had I known that you were a monster.
All right. And a long one from Auberman over on the D3 forums. He says, it may be too late to vote in the first match. It's not. Chess versus Talisman. And based on Ian's introduction comment in episode 425, I'm probably in the wrong part of the hobby to boot, but here we go anyway. He says, I don't like chess. I haven't sought out a game of chess in probably 20 years. I can name a dozen other abstract strategy games off the top of my head that are just as good or better than chess, and I know that there are probably 100 or more. Yes, these games have just as much depth as chess, and they are just as capable of generating a high-level strategy tournament and analysis. They just don't have the 1,500-year head start. But I have no use at all for talismans, so my vote goes for chess.
Nice.
All right.
That is a little sus, but also fair and even-handed simultaneously.
He also says, for the second match, I sold my copy of Carcassonne just a couple years after buying it. Such was my level of disinterest in that game, but I think people would like board games more if they didn't just consider them to be ancient abstract games like chess and checkers. Side note, these are obviously very dissimilar games, so it's funny that these are the two standard games that everybody references. I guess that's the advantage of being able to use the same board for both. Sure. Back to my point, even though Carcassonne is not really my cup of tea, it is one of the few modern classics in the tournament. I give it my vote. So there you go. Couple votes, couple things to think about, and I guess we're holding off. Well, are we holding off? No, we're not holding off.
I thought we just got the green light from Samurai. Right.
So that's cool.
Via hacksaw.
But
so
apparently
we're good.
It still works because Blue Wolf says he just made a bracket and it worked. So I don't know.
Interesting.
Oh, all right. We're holding off till next week. Then we'll hit you with a lot of information. But yeah, that was a lot of good comments. That was a lot of food for thought about the bracket. I didn't realize what a can of worms I was opening. I feel a little guilty. I would have done my seating homework a little more diligently. I'm sorry, everybody. I do realize that there's more to a game than just longevity, but, you know, on the flip side of that, you've got to realize there are so many games out there, and there's so many options, and some of them, again, like the opposite of the grouse about the abstract strategy games, they're just needlessly complex. Mm. There are thousands of games that I will never learn because you need a 1 hour YouTube tutorial plus, you know, a book sized thing of instructions plus the person who made it teaching you how to play it. That's not the life I need to lead. And I also can't commit, you know, 4 to 8 hours to a board game. That was a much younger me. I got an hour tops, maybe two if it's a real good game. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Double reinvigorated.
And I do appreciate all the comments. A lot of thought went into. Very, very happy about that. But there we go. That is all of the comments. So thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, let's head into the bracket then, brought to you by Insert Your Name Here, Afi. Please contact Ray if you'd like to sponsor this segment. This week, we have, I believe it is Ian backing up the game Backgammon. While Ray is speaking for Pictionary.
Nice. All right. Speaking of classic abstract strategy games, let's talk about the dark side of the chessboard, otherwise known as backgammon.
I like that.
You've got, it's for anybody who doesn't know, there are, you know, 15 white circles, 15 black circles that have to be moved from their starting positions around the board in hopes of taking them off the board. You know, dice rolling to determine how much you move, and then the move will determine the, you know, there's various outcomes based on how many pieces you move. It has never been a game that I'm sure at some point in my life I've learned it, but it has flitted away, and it is truly the side of the board that no one flips to. I don't know anybody who ever has been like, Ian, I'm really down with backgammon, let's play some backgammon. My son is super curious about everything, and never once has he been, like, flipped over his chessboard and been like, Dad, do you want to try this triangle circle game? And I've been like, nope. So, I mean, it could have deep strategy. It could be super dope. I don't know. It feels the way that it was, like, Mancala with dice, but I'm sure that's an oversimplification of probably both those games. I guess I would like to know more, but I just have not been exposed to backgammon for as long as it has existed. It just doesn't seem... It seems like we're told that it's popular, but nobody plays it. But I don't know, maybe someone loves backgammon, maybe I'm mistaken.
Well, I mean,
Ray can teach me something about Pictionary.
It does have the mystery of the doubling cube.
There's a doubling cube?
Yes.
Oh, man. I didn't do that much research, Craig. I got the cliff notes, yo.
Oh, yeah. There's a die that goes like 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64.
Ooh.
And, you know, and you can offer to double the stakes of the game. And if your opponent, you know, says no, then I think they automatically lose. Or they have to, like, so you can, like, play this for dollars or something. And
well, backgammon is definitely a game that can be played for money.
Yeah.
For sure.
No doubts. Well, that's cool. Well, here you go. That's backgammon.
Okay. So backgammon is going up against, strangely enough, Pictionary. Pictionary is exactly what you think it is. I don't know. It's a game where you have somebody who tries to draw a word, right? You're given a word, you have to draw it.
Yeah, so you move around the board, you land on a square, that square tells you what category you're drawing from. You draw a prompt off a card based on that category.
Sure, sure. All right.
And then, posted by someone not nearly as cool as its opponent, win, lose, or draw, which, you know, had Burt Reynolds.
I didn't think Burt Reynolds was a primary. Was he an always member of that? Like, I don't know what you're talking
about. He was on that show a lot. Him and Lonnie Anderson were on, like, the first season of that show a lot.
Huh. You say so.
Yeah.
So it is very much like the whole win, lose, or draw, but that's basically it. I mean, it's the board game portion of it is not, there's not a whole lot to it. It's just a matter of determining.
That is not the feature.
Right. It's just a matter of determining what
you draw. That is
so
people don't have to think up their own prompts.
Yeah.
And they try to keep it even. You can't just draw your strengths. You have to get things that you're unprepared to draw. You have to draw a verb every now and again, and it's hard.
Yeah. Now, there is one thing that we all know here, at least the three of us know.
Oh, my God.
I'm a terrible person.
Who is?
Me. Right?
You are.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have zero artistic ability, and I refuse to participate in the artistic ability part of this game. However, if the people who are playing want to play and are willing to let Ian draw things for me, Ian and I smoke this game.
I was going to say, that is the interesting caveat. Craig and I are so good as partners. It's stupid. I am the worst drawer.
Ray would play this often at a New Year's Eve party?
Yeah.
On a big whiteboard.
Yes.
Ian would draw a couple squiggles on the board, and I'd be like, oh, you know, that's like, you know, the storming of the Bastille. And he'd be like, yep, got it.
Yeah. He'd be like, oh, that's the Yugoslavian border. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, it is. Be like, come on, guys, get it together. Yeah, I don't know. There is, it is unpredictable because he's Craig, and he, part of his shtick is he's unfun, but he and I are an awesome pair at party games. I mean, we're pretty good at Hangman. We're pretty good at trivia. We're really good at Pictionary. It's just, we make a good team at the Harry Potter deck builder game.
Oh, man, I love that game.
I know.
We just played it the other weekend when my niece was up. Good times.
Nice.
Now, for my two cents here, I'm going to pick backgammon as my choice. We own a backgammon set. The wife and I have pulled it out at times and played it. I don't know. It's fun.
You're so much older than you actually are. It's dizzying.
You know.
Well, I'm obviously, in a sad twist, despite my seeming position on it, I love Pictionary. Pictionary's my jam. I voted for Pictionary. So don't be shy. If you want to support backgammon, support backgammon. If you want to support Pictionary, do that as well. Make your voice heard. Help someone who filled out a projection bracket win 1,200 hero points and a cover of their choosing.
So you can vote by going to the Puzzle Warriors Discord, which, again, you can find the link on puzzlewarriors3.com. You can then search for UNC Samurai's vote post and just react, and that will put your vote in. Or you can go to the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit and look for the Puzzle Warriors 3 post, and you can comment in there. That'll count. Or you can go to the D3 forums and look for Puzzle Warriors 3 and comment in our post there. Or you can email if you want to do that. I'd rather you didn't. I'd rather you'd only voted once. I do look at who voted where, and there was one instance where a person voted in a couple different places. But, you know, just vote once. Keeps it easy.
Vote early, vote often.
No. And apparently, Samurai just pinned his message. So if you go into the Discord channel and click the little push pin icon at the top, you can find it very, very quickly there.
Do you think that icon's going to stick around after push pins disappear? Like the fact that the floppy disk became the universal image, you know, image for save something?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Okay.
Until, I mean, something will organically phase it out through the generations. But as long as I am alive, my thumb and my pinky held to the side of my head is this telephone.
Sure.
And it will always be that. I'm not going to make the sign of me holding a square and put it there. That's absurd.
What?
But my son, however,
sign of the square. I finally got
will
it.
Absolutely pantomime it in a different way.
I suppose.
He would look at my phone fingers and be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's clearly a receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
And we just want to pump.
You up.
You up. All right. Let's get to the highly patriotic boosted list. And by that, I mean, it's almost the 4th of July and this list isn't patriotic at all, but it's nice and short because as I have groused a couple times this episode and maybe last episode and maybe constantly, this game is leaving me in the dust and I don't know what the three stars do anymore. So, whew, Angel, Emma Frost, Omega Red, Phylavel, and Spider Rex, they're all boosted. Enjoy. I don't even know if I have them rostered, let alone championed. So let's talk about good old Drax the Destroyer. Everybody's non-favorite four-star. But, you know, he's pretty cool. Dave Bautista seems like a nice guy. His black ability does more damage. His purple ability makes bigger strike tiles. Its passive deals more damage with countdowns. More damage from slice and dice. And a ton more if the person's still very healthy. Nova. Good old Nova. Lots of black damage or better strike tiles. His yellow is doing bigger strike tiles and more damage. And once again, we've got Takeoff for strike tiles and Rocket Man for more damage. Punisher. His Army of One and Punish are doing lots and lots of damage. More green AoE and bigger blue strike tiles. Spider-Gwen is doing a whole ton of damage with Cherry Bomb and some more burst healing with the yellow. Winter Soldier. Yeah, a lot of classic four stars this week. More precision shot damage, more detonating damage, and more moving target damage. All right. Good old Big Wheel. Man, things are charging up. Speed's happening. Boards are spinning. 9x9s are rotating. Oh my goodness. Let's see what else he's doing. More green damage plus, more per speed point. More red damage plus more per speed point and more damage per speed point. Hey, that guy's got a gimmick and I like it. Oh, Colossus. What are you up to other than menacing people constantly? More blue damage, more black damage, bigger strike tiles there as well, and no change to his yellow. The Scarlet Witch is boosted. Her green repeater deals more damage and no other changes to her madness. And lastly, Cersei is boosted. She's got bigger strike, attack, and protect tiles from her cosmic path. More buffing happens with her green, and her yellow deals more damage. Now, on to the Samurai Says. Earlier I had mentioned that both Colossus and Scarlet Witch are boosted, and even a novice like me went, oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
That's a meta team that already makes people sad. And I wanted to get to this, even though it'll end up backfiring, but I can't tell you how excited I was to play that Omega Red boss event semi-recently and discover that a low-tier four-star old meta team was all boosted and all available, and I could do Rocket and Groot, Juggernaut, and Polaris. Mm. I was like, this is the best event ever! I'm clearing three times a day! All right, two times a day, but still, that's a ton for me. That's a ton for me. I had my personal progression done by Saturday.
Wow.
Saturday.
Nice.
And we were cleaning a house with Ray and Karish.
Whew.
And drinking a lot. I was impaired, and I was crushing it. So, anyway, that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
All right, Ian, still you. Hit me up with some refreshing pop, pop.
All right.
Holy majoli. Are you sitting down, Craig?
I am.
Let me tell you. Now, first of all, as you know, this segment has been going on for not the longest, but quite a clip now. And I am deep in K-pop, and I still know almost nothing about K-pop. But let me tell you. So, and I wouldn't, these guys aren't around anymore. They retired back in the 2018s, apparently. I didn't know that when I picked them, but am I glad that I picked them? I don't care if you do not like music. I don't care if you don't like K-pop. I don't even care if you don't like this show. Those all sound like good things, except for the not liking music. That's kind of dark. You should really turn inwards if that's your situation. But you need to watch the video for the clip that Ray may or may not post. It is called Very Good by Block B. It is the best music video I have ever seen. There are absolute madness going on the whole time. They keep changing themes. The costumes are beyond next level. The music is the hard part, because I'm like, this, for what's going on in this video, this should be the best song I've ever heard, because this is the best video I've ever seen. It's just the most cinematic. I mean, sometimes we're robbing a bank. Sometimes we're in like Mad Max world. Sometimes we're in like some sort of like ghoul is like some sort of undead guy that's like, blah, blah, like, oh God. Sometimes we're the Black Eyed Peas. It's absolute chaos. It's mwah. You guys need to go on YouTube and watch the video Very Good by Block B. I can't speak for their music or how these seven fellows are doing these days. I hope it's well, but whoever directs these music videos,
I mean, they keep telling me that they're very, very good.
They are very good.
Hey,
something else.
If you need something to cleanse your palate, the new Eminem song dropped the other day.
Oh, I don't know that I will, but I will possibly check. I didn't like his last one on his new album. It didn't work.
I enjoyed it.
Let's go to pop. Let's talk about the latest entry from my Samurai Six Pack. I got a bottle of Breckenridge Blackberry soda.
Don't know that.
Now, you do not. And I was unprepared for this beverage. So I gathered my family around and got out my tasting glasses and began to pour. It's a clear pour.
Oh.
Absolutely clear beverage. And I was like, uh-oh, is this some sort of seltzer? Am I confused? Got right into it. Effervescence all-time low. Hmm. So it is not seltzery in any way. You can barely taste and feel the bubbles, which gives the blackberry aroma and blackberry flavor a real chance to shine, which it does. It's a very light and crisp beverage. It just wasn't what I wanted for myself. So I can't say don't drink it, but like the 4-ounce pour that I gave myself is exactly how much Breckenridge blackberry I want.
Mm.
Like I was refreshed and had a nice blackberry finish. It had a nice blackberry nose, very, natural smelling. It's made with cane sugar, which I love.
That's positive.
I mean, it's like also, I'm lying. I don't think it's made with cane sugar because the product is unnecessarily all natural, gluten-free, and vegan. So I believe it's made with a vegan cane sugar. I didn't know that cane sugar wasn't vegan, but it clearly says on the packaging vegan cane sugar.
How do you have non-vegan cane sugar?
Yeah, I'm really curious about that.
It's a plant.
I'm telling you, I do not understand that. I don't have any dietary restrictions, so I've never investigated it. But it very clearly says vegan cane sugar.
Hmm.
I'm at their website, and it says this is sparkling water, vegan cane sugar, non-GMO citric acid, natural flavor extracts.
Yeah, it clearly says that on the label. I just don't know what a vegan cane sugar
might
be.
No one does.
Yeah.
No one knows. But anyway, it was a lovely beverage. It was a fun, you know, I'm not going to have one with every meal, but it was fun to share with my family and everybody. We concurred.
The Rocky Mountain Soda Company, it says.
Yes. So you can check out the Breckenridge Blackberry from the Rocky Mountain Soda Company, not a sponsor. So yeah, there you have it. It's a little bit of Block B, a little bit of Breckenridge Blackberry, a lot of letter B alliteration in that last sentence for whatever reason. I'll throw in a little backgammon board games, and we'll be good.
All right. Do you have Steam open?
I don't.
Oh, no.
Sorry. That's not true. I had Steam opened. I didn't have Puzzle Quest open. puzzle quest is happening right now.
Should I open a few things while you're getting ready? I'm going to open five.
Is it really a few? Oh, yeah, five. Go for it.
Oh, first one's purple.
Yeah.
May Parker. Mayday.
Woo!
Number two, Elsa Bloodstone. Number three, the Winter Soldier. Number four,
Boosted.
Domino. And number five is Star-Lord. So, one out of five.
Nice. All right. I'm going to open this cover. Ho-ho, it's purple.
Wow.
Aunt May, Golden Oldie, Herald. The ultra-rare Ian 5-star.
That's really sad. You were supposed to delay a lot longer than that.
I'm so sorry. I will go and make sure I don't have anything dying on the vine, which I do, and then I'll have to make some decisions as to what needs to go from my roster so I can make room for my Phoenix Force Jubilees. Speaking of that great Omega Red event where I could play Juggernaut, Rocket and Groot, and Polaris all weekend long and really sink my teeth into that event.
Hey, some vault gave me three Classic Legend tokens. I can open those.
Oh, you could? I would.
All right. Let's
sure.
See.
I'm ready now, but, you know, go ahead.
Ghost Rider, Burning Rubber.
Hey.
Well, Black Knight. Haven't seen that for a while.
Ooh.
And a Winter Soldier. So there you go.
Right. He's going to be boosted.
That's what I hear.
There you go. Nice. Well, I, on the other hand, am only doing the one because Aunt May and Jubilee are champed already. It is, wow, 3 for 3. I got a 5-star?
Ah.
All three of us got 5-stars.
Yeah.
It is a Cosmic Wrath from Golden Oldie Aunt May.
Nice.
So another level on the pile for her.
I think that might be the first time that's happened.
Yeah,
I think so. It is.
Where does that take her to? 458 she is. And she is stupid strong. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but she's ridiculous. Like, you give her some AP to begin with, and it's like, yeah, it's stupid strong.
Huh. Yeah.
Nice.
Very good. Well, thanks to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is known as the Soon to Be Named Network, which can be found at soontobenamednetwork.com, plays host to this show and many, many great others. If you'd like to check us out, you can find us at soontobenamednetwork.com with direct links to all of our shows.
.com.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's working again. At one point, that webpage was broken, by the way.
Could be. I don't know. I don't pay for it. Maybe someone got wise and shut it down.
I think Joe said you may have to...
It's the Lamborghini of podcast networks. How much do you think that costs? Lamborghinis ain't cheap.
Yeah, you may have to go to the Tumblr, soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com.
Just go to puzzlewarriors3.com.
Yeah, I agree. Anything else we'll get in the order?
We'll pepper in some wrestling every now and again just to keep them happy.
Oh, Ian, we missed a wrestling event here in State College. I didn't know about it until like the day it was happening.
No!
So if I see that there will be another one coming, I'll let you know in case you want to bring one down for a weekend.
Okay. I'll actually put some effort into it, too.
I did ask Joe what he knew about these people who put on this show, and he didn't know much. So.
Okay. Yeah, 5-star comes back to here, or if I see those Billtown guys again with Black G's,
oh, man.
I will. You'll be the second person I call.
Yeah, Black G's rocked so hard.
He does. It's a true story.
All right, thanks everybody for joining in. Comments, suggestions, send them in to Willie. We want to hear about them. We'll talk about some results, I suppose, or, you know, how the banner, not banner, what do you call it? Bracket, that's what it's called. How the bracket has played out through the first couple of weeks. If you want to throw us a bone, please go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, and buy yourself something. For the 4th, you still got a few hours to do so. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, Fred Flintstone is the best version. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.